Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, what could possibly go wrong with this plan? E! Online reports Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are going to open up about the tension within the royal family during their upcoming interview with Oprah Winfrey. A source close to the couple tells E! News exclusively that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be speaking their truth now that they have permanently stepped down as working members of the British monarchy. There is a lot of tension between them and the royal family, the source says. The interview is going to shine a light on what they have been through. Meghan and Harry are relieved they are away from it all. According to The Insider, their sit-down will be very candid because they've officially been released from their royal duties. A senior palace source says the Duke and Duchess are no longer working members of the royal family, therefore any decisions they make with regard to media commitments are matters for them. As non-working members of the royal family, they are under no obligation to inform the royal household of such plans. The Queen is said to have made up her mind a long time ago as to who will take up Harry and Meghan's royal patronages. A royal source told the Mirror, when the writing was on the wall and it was clear the Duke and Duchess had no intention of coming back into the fold and being part of the team, the Queen made her mind up long ago over her preferred candidates for the roles they vacated. Princess Anne is rumoured to take over Harry's Captain General post of the Royal Marines, while Sophie, the Countess of Wessex, or her husband, Prince Edward, could take Meghan's spot as patron of the National Theatre. It's been a rough few weeks for the Queen, that's for sure, a source tells Us Weekly. The situation with Harry and Meghan has been challenging, and on top of that, she's distraught over her beloved husband's health setback. The Queen has had some tearful moments, mixed with anger and disappointment. Emotions are definitely running high. The Queen has FaceTime calls with Archie, but it's just not the same, the second source says, noting that Elizabeth is desperate to give Archie a huge hug. But the Express writes the Queen should have considered other options when reaching a conclusion on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's exit. Royal commentator Peter Hunt said, my feeling is that where we stand now is actually that history will come to judge the Queen poorly for this decision. When you strip away all of the palaces and everything, this is a family decision. This is a decision by a monarch about her grandson. He is her grandson, and he is the son of a future king, and a compromise could have been concocted. You could have come up with a future whereby they lived in the States as they wanted to, but they could have returned occasionally. Maybe for trooping the colour, maybe for laying a wreath during the Remembrance Sunday service, maybe for one or two events. He could have kept his Captain General of the Royal Marines. They could have kept their joint links with the Commonwealth Trust. Those were all options open to them. They could have rewritten the rules if they had chosen, but the Queen and the Palace have chosen not to. I think Harry will be feeling very sad and possibly slightly bitter today. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Fellow podcasters, Harry and Meghan appeared at an event for Spotify. The couple appeared on their couch in their Santa Barbara, California home to talk about Archwell Audio, which has a multi-year partnership last year with Spotify that will see the Sussexes both hosting and producing podcasts with the goal of building community through shared experience, narratives, and values, according to Spotify. But the Mirror points out that Spotify has been forced to defend paying Prince Harry and Meghan Markle a reported £18 million for their podcast, while musicians get just £0.0038 per stream. And so far, there has only been one episode. Horacio Gutierrez, Spotify's head of global affairs and chief legal officer, explained that the value of a deal is based on how many listeners they predict a podcast will get and what advertising it's likely to secure. He didn't confirm the £18 million figure reported to The Telegraph, but said they're not doing it for free. He said they hoped Meghan and Harry's podcast would attract more people to the service, which would therefore lead to more listens for other shows. Those high production shows that tend to be the tentpole that attract people into the service and therefore benefit everyone. As for having one episode so far, our advice to Harry and Meghan is to forget the long-form episode and just aim for 4 minutes a day. Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Balance Intrigue and good times.